This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning in the Gulf Shores, Alabama area. It's still a strong storm with killer winds. A big stretch of the Gulf Coast is facing life-threatening weather. David Eversole is with the National Weather Service's Mobile, Alabama office.
We're a county to the west of where it made landfall. We've been getting wind gusts up to 60 to even 77 miles an hour here. We've seen wind gusts close to where it made landfall, even as high as 121 miles an hour.
Forecasters expect historic and catastrophic flooding with up to 35 inches of rain. Officials in Florida's panhandle have shut down part of Interstate 10 because of the dangerous wind. President Trump talked about the coronavirus and race relations at a town hall last night. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on what the president said.
In a town hall anchored by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, the president got questions on what he told the Washington Post's Bob Woodward in the spring.
Why would you downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities?
Yeah. Well, I didn't downplay it. I actually, in many ways, I upplayed it in terms of action.
But he did downplay the threat to Woodward.
I wanted to always play it down.
Yesterday, he also downplayed the value of masks.
There are a lot of people think the masks are not good.
The president also seemed to knock down the suggestion that the U.S. has racial inequities amid months of protests over police shootings of black people.
They're not even halfway through wildfire season, but firefighters on the West Coast say those wildfires this year are some of the worst they have ever seen. New fires are breaking out before they can contain the ones that are already burning. This is AP News. Police leaders pressed Rochester, New York City officials to keep the Daniel Prude video secret.
Newly released emails show police commanders in Rochester, New York urged city officials to withhold release of the body camera footage of Daniel Prude's suffocation death. The commanders reasoned the video could lead to violent blowback amid the nationwide protests over the police killing of George Floyd and other black Americans. Video of the March 23rd encounter was finally released by Prude's family on September 4th. The footage shows Prude handcuffed and naked with a spit hood over his head as one officer pushed his head to the ground and another pressed his knee to Prude's back. Prude stopped breathing after about 2 minutes and was taken off life support a week later. I'm Mike Gracia.
The typical American household made $68,703 last year. That from the Census Bureau. The highest on record. That was before the pandemic crashed the economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.